After 300 journalists were fired from the paper earlier in the week, The Washington Post CEO and publisher Will Lewis announced his departure on Saturday in an email, thanking billionaire owner Jeff Bezos and fawning over his leadership before acknowledging the cuts.
During my tenure, difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post, so it can for many years ahead publish high-quality nonpartisan news to millions of customers each day.
The 300 journalists fired from the Daily included the entire Middle East desk, its Ukraine correspondent, others from overseas, sports, graphics, and local news. Newspapers have lost both in revenue and subscriptions in past years as they struggle to compete with social media, and that internet readership pales in comparison to what print subscription revenues once produced. On Thursday, hundreds, including staffers, turned up in front of the Washington, D.C. headquarters to protest the cuts.
These layoffs are shameful. The fourth richest person in the world, Jeff Bezos, owns the Washington Post. He could run it at a loss for the rest of time, and yet he refuses.
Both Bezos and Lewis have been sharply criticized for interfering in the paper's editorial processes and have been seen as bowing to U.S. President Donald Trump. In 2024, the Post lost around $100 million after Bezos blocked its endorsement for Kamala Harris in the presidential race, and 250,000 digital subscribers left the periodical.